This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for President Trump because some experts at least say, well, today's the day when it becomes clear that he will be reelected as President of the United States. Why? Because of the polling that shows that the more he gets indicted, the more arraignments he has, the more charges against him, the more popular he seems to get. That at least is a theme at the 538 and at MSN and elsewhere. So what about his opponents and what can they achieve to derail the Trump train that seems to be speeding toward the desired station, which is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? To talk about that, we're joined once again on this show by one of our favorite guests, A.B. Stoddard, who is an associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. She's covered the U.S. Congress since 1994. That's a long time. That's the Newt Gingrich era. She's covered it for States News Service, The Hill newspaper, and a Senate producer for ABC News. What do you say about this headline today that says the polls say Donald Trump is going to be president again, not only running well ahead of Ron DeSantis, but running with a big advantage over Donald J. Donald J. Trump over Joseph Robinette Biden. What's your reaction?
Well, I have said for a long time that I thought it was a mistake for Democrats to assume that Biden easily beats Donald Trump again. First of all, he didn't beat him so easily in 2020. He was not the incumbent. He beat the incumbent after these four very chaotic years. And he only beat him by fewer than 45,000 votes in a couple of swing states. So it's not the scenario that Democrats are describing, that it would be easy for Joe Biden next year when he's 82 to pull this off. It can happen. I think Joe Biden can beat Trump, but I also think Trump can beat Joe Biden. I don't know what's going to happen with the economy. I believe that, you know, inflation is cooling. I don't know that the voters feel that. I think we'll probably not be in a recession. I don't know that the voters know that. And I think that when they look at the two men next year, they will, the likelihood is that the voters who decide these elections, Michael, are, they're not tribal partisans. And they'll probably look at Trump and say, you know, he's crazy. And Biden gave us a break from that, but Biden looks old and he looks like he needs to go home now. And at least Trump did the job before and gas cost less back then. So it's really unlikely that this is the race that the Democrats think is going to be a simple black and white contrast for Joe Biden. The only, you know, there are many, many things can happen between now and then. We do not know what he will be accused of in Georgia and at the federal level, but we believe that he will likely be charged in two more cases. And many, like I said, there's things that we can't foresee. But I think that Democrats' hope is that abortion is a huge, problem for Republicans. It's very energizing for Democrats at a time when most of the Democratic coalition is very apathetic. That even if they don't have strong objections to Joe Biden, they're not excited or outraged enough to come out and vote. And so they are really hoping that abortion will be the surprise next year the way it was in the midterms in 2022.
A surprise in behalf of Democrats. There's a new poll by NBC News that found that 61% of registered voters say they oppose the court's decision to overturn Roe. And NBC, they point out this is just one poll, but it affirms what other polls have found over the last year. Most Americans support a constitutional right to an abortion. With all of that going on, I have been struck by the testimony yesterday by two so-called whistleblowers from the Internal Revenue Service on this Hunter Biden matter. And coming closer than anything we've had so far to tying Hunter Biden's involvements, foreign involvements, to take money and big money, a couple of million dollars that he never reported, and to tie that malfeasance to his father. Do you think that it's possible that in the weeks ahead that the Hunter Biden scandal, the attempts to impeach President Biden by Lauren Boebert and others, that this will gain some traction that would damage the Democratic ticket?
Well, those are two separate questions. Do I believe that Hunter Biden's mess is potentially super damaging to his father politically? Absolutely. I do not know yet that his saying in a text to a Chinese businessman in a threatening tone that he's with his father and that the person better fulfill the commitment as promised or they will regret it, this type of stuff. We don't know if that's a cracked out, drugged out Hunter Biden using his dad's, pretending his dad's involved like he might have often done. And his father was, you know, 10 rooms away and not knowing what was going on, or if Joe Biden was involved. We don't know that. But I think that Hunter Biden's past is a problem for Joe Biden, and we don't know what else will be revealed. And Republicans might not really dump that the rest of it until next year, until we're actually in the election year. So that is how I feel about Hunter Biden. And if the Democrats think that there's more, they should release it themselves. I mean, this is, you know, it is going to be a problem for his father, particularly if there's some connection to the father's involvement. But we don't have real evidence of that at this moment. It's just it's still obviously a great thing for Republicans to be talking about.
And partially because the one explanation that the Biden forces may turn to is, oh, well, he had a lot on his mind. He's forgetful. Basically, that he's getting old and he didn't really pay enough attention to the Hunter business, which just reinforces the other big line of attack from President Biden's political enemies, that he's too old to be president. Speaking of lines of attack, you wrote a provocative piece about Chris Christie as the X factor in 2024. How is he the X factor?
Well, Chris Christie says that he got into the race. A, he said he couldn't get into it unless people supported him, and he wanted to do it, and he knew why he was running. And apparently people ponied up, and he's in the race. Very interesting to me that there is enough anti-Trump money that Will Hurd is now getting in after Chris Christie, and there might be other contenders like Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, maybe Governor Youngkin of Virginia, that people are considering late entries into this race to run against Donald Trump. So that's very fascinating that there is a real feeling among donors and they're willing to pay, put the money down to try to move past Trump, even if the voting base of the electorate, you know, the primary electorate is not interested in moving past Trump. Chris Christie is a singular figure. He's not trusted by Never Trumpers because he propped up Trump at all the right moments and he re-elect, you know, he supported him for his re-election in 2020, knowing everything Trump did in 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and only broke with him on election night. Hardcore conservatives do not believe that Chris Christie is a moderate. And then big MAGA Republican loyalists to Trump believe that Christie's a sellout. So he doesn't have any friends, but he has some kind of support to come on and take the fight to Trump.
Okay, we will talk about that fight. We will also talk about a new speculation that, yes, as you mentioned, Governor Youngkin is going to jump in at some point in the future. That and more with A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And you'll hear some truth from A.B. Stoddard, who is associate editor and a columnist for Real Clear Politics. Her most recent column, Chris Christie, intends to be the X Factor in 2024. He was certainly an X Factor at the Faith and Freedom Coalition meeting, where he got some fairly lusty booing from the audience with his criticism of President Trump. A.B., I wanted to ask you about what's become this surprising controversy within the Republican Party, and I don't think anybody has any idea which way it's going, but the RNC chair, Rana McDaniel, says they're going to keep the GOP loyalty pledge. In other words, you have to pledge that you're going to support the ultimate nominee, or you don't get to come up to that debate stage on August 23rd when they have their first debate. And right now you have both DeSantis and Trump saying they may not do the loyalty pledge. Do you think they would really hold on to this and block the two leading candidates from participating in the debate?
Well, Will Hurd and Chris Christie have already said they're not going to support Trump. And I think Governor Hutchinson has probably said the same. So a bunch of people have already saying they're not going to support him if he's the nominee because he didn't pledge to support the nominee in 2016 and he won't take it seriously now. How can you block them from the debate if you let Trump on the debate stage on August 23rd? How can you block the other ones who said they haven't voted for him if they won't sign the pledge? Or they can just sign the pledge knowing that they can blow it off because Donald Trump will blow it off. He's already said he doesn't know how he feels about promising to support some of the people. And we all know, every Republican voter knows, people beyond the Republican Party know, Donald Trump's not going to support any nominee that isn't him. He's likely to boycott the election and take, you know, a small percentage of voters that could decide the general election with him and say it was rigged and stolen. So their pledge is a joke, and I think people, you know, can feel like they can sign it knowing that he's not going to take it seriously and they don't have to either.
Do you think there is a possibility that if somehow Trump were blocked from receiving the nomination, that he would run as a third-party candidate?
I don't think he has the time, the organization, the focus, and the desire to spend the money. It's very hard to get on all those ballots, but I think that he would probably boycott and just say the whole thing was rigged and you know, a bunch of them would stay home. And that'd be very hard for Ron DeSantis in a close election against Joe Biden. You don't want to lose 3% of the voters or 6% of the voters. But Trump is going to burn it down if he's not the nominee. There's no question. You're not going to stand at the RNC and say, please support Ron DeSantis. Please vote for him.
Yeah. And do you still see, I mean, again, I know that a couple of months ago when we spoke, you saw Ron DeSantis as the only credible alternative to Trump. Do you think that's still the case with some of the weaknesses that DeSantis has shown as a candidate?
Yeah, that's such an interesting question. I mean, I think he's really struggling. I think that, you know, my take on him is he doesn't know his why and he doesn't know his how. And I believe that the two candidates from South Carolina are running for vice president. They won't take the president on, but they really want to succeed in this campaign, and they know exactly what their appeal is. They're enthusiastic. They're authentic. They're themselves. I think that Chris Christie feels that way. I think Will Hurd feels that way. I think Donald Trump is authentic when he's up on stage about what he wants. He wants total power. He wants to melt the Constitution. He wants to be an autocrat. That's fine. You know, I think you can look at people across the board in both parties and know who's a really good politician and who's authentic and comes across with a real connection to the people about their how and their why. DeSantis, to me, looks very nervous, very grumpy, very miserable, and not entirely sure why he's doing this, except for the fact that Republicans have come to him and said, you are the perfect person to rescue this party from Donald Trump. And they've thrown a lot of money at him, but he looks like he doesn't know how he's going to make it to the finish line. So in polling, he's still the number two. He's always the number two, but he's fallen far from where he was, you know, several months ago. And he is certainly no longer the great hope of the Republican Party. So, again, with all these people getting in the race to tell the truth, I mean, Hutchinson and Christie and Will Hurd are in there to tell the truth, that Donald Trump is a liar, that he's destroying the party, that he'd be a danger to the country, that he shouldn't be reelected. And you have a bunch of the establishment now coming out and telling the truth. You know, former Secretary Mark Esper and Bill Barr and all these people saying he can't be reelected. So this is a different primary than Ron DeSantis thought he was going to get into. And I think the dynamics are really challenging to him. So, again, other events can intervene. We don't exactly know what is going to happen with future indictments in Georgia or at the federal level. for the January 6th edition investigation. We really don't know. But at this point, it looks to me very hard for Ron DeSantis to topple Donald Trump, because he's not even willing to take him on directly.
And of the candidates who are clearly willing to take him on, do you think that Chris Christie has any chance of actually gaining momentum in this race? Some polling in New Hampshire kind of suggests maybe yes.
Right, he bumped right up to 9% in one poll. It's early and it's only one poll, but Ron DeSantis did not get that kind of a bump when he announced. And it's interesting, Chris Christie has an appeal. He's the one who's fun to watch. You know, Donald Trump was fun to watch in 2016. People couldn't take their eyes off Donald Trump. The thing about Chris Christie is he's going to tell the truth. He's going to be fearless. He's going to be funny. And he is going to fight really hard. He did a town hall a couple weeks ago, and he said to everyone in that town hall was a Republican, and they were almost all were Ron DeSantis supporters. And he never criticized Ron DeSantis. He just told them why he was running. He said many times, at the end of this, I just want you to know what's in my heart and what kind of leadership I intend to provide, even if I don't get your vote. And so he has nothing left to lose. And I think that's a challenge for the other candidates. So Chris Christie is going to be a truth teller, and he's going to be a showman, and he's going to take it to Trump, which will make it really hard for the others who refuse to. And he has, because he's so tough and people like a fighter, he has the potential to shake things up. And I don't really know where that lands. Very hard for us to see him having any path to the nomination. But I think he's going to challenge this race, and I think he's making Ron DeSantis. If you're Ron DeSantis, you don't want to show up on the debate stage in August and deal with Chris Christie.
Nobody wants to deal with Chris Christie on the debate stage. Not after Marco Rubio's experience. But always a pleasure to deal on the interview stage with A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics. Appreciate your commentary. When we come back, what's happening with that impeachment drive against Joe Biden? We'll get to it. No, it's a real impeachment drive led by Lauren Boebert. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the integrity of the Justice Department amid accusations Hunter Biden was given preferential treatment in his tax and gun case.
Sir Weiss had, in fact, more authority than a special counsel would have. He has complete authority, as I said, to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
The president's son recently agreed to plead guilty to a pair of tax-related misdemeanors and avoid jail time. A former IRS employee, however, told the House Ways and Means Committee the agency recommended additional felony tax charges against Biden, but the DOJ slow-walked the case. A top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible. Shortly after its disappearance Sunday, the system detected what was likely the sound of an implosion. All five passengers on the Titan likely died instantaneously. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, you remember that Marjorie Taylor Greene has been fighting for impeachment resolutions to go through the House of Representatives. Now she believes they have a chance because the Republicans have a majority in the House. However, she has to compete for her impeachment resolutions with those by Lauren Boebert. And you may remember there was a nasty little spat with name-calling between them. And they actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene actually called Lauren Boebert a scaredy cat. And she also not only called her a cat, but called her a dog because she called her a little B-word. So, meanwhile, Alan Dershowitz, who helped President Trump defeat both of the impeachment attempts that were used against him, was actually asked today about this attempt to impeach President Biden, which does have some Republican support, again, led at the moment, at least, by Lauren Boebert of Colorado. And Dershowitz was on with Sean Hannity, and here was his comment on the current state of the impeachment fight. This is clip 12.
If the evidence that has been produced so far against Joe Biden is true, and I don't know that it's true. I hope it's not true. I voted for him. But if it's true, if he was sitting there while his son said, you know, basically send me the money or else there'll be consequences, that would be an impeachable offense. That would be the crime of bribery. What Congresswoman Boebert issued today are not impeachable offenses. And I hope you'll ask her that question. There's a little bit of hypocrisy there. She voted against the impeachment of Donald Trump on the ground that you needed to commit a crime or criminal type behavior. She accepted my argument. And now she's seeking the impeachment of Biden, not on these grounds, which are impeachable, but because of dereliction of duty and abuse of power, neither of which are in the Constitution. So please ask her to explain.
Well, I would. Okay, the truth is that they talk about treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. That's the grounds for impeachment. And again, for Congresswoman Boebert, she is emphasizing his immigration policy, Biden's immigration policy, and wanting to impeach him for that, which just does not work according to any constitutional interpretation. She came on later on the Sean Hannity show, and she claimed to stand with the founders. This is clip 22.
Yes, I did hear the professor, and the founders designed impeachment as a built-in accountability mechanism for such a time as this. When a president is ignoring the duly enacted laws passed by Congress, then it's our duty to act and be that check and balance on the executive. By deliberately choosing to ignore congressional enacted laws, Biden is trampling on our Constitution. Congress's job is to pass the law. The president's job is to enforce it. Full stop. By unilaterally nullifying border security laws, Joe Biden has threatened our constitutional separation of powers and his oath of office.
Okay, the problem with this is that it goes back to the argument that was used against President Andrew Johnson in his failed impeachment. And you should remember that Andrew Johnson was such a terrible president, and the Republicans had such a commanding majority in the Senate of the United States that it required seven Republicans, and the Republicans were the party pushing impeachment of a president who had become president because Lincoln was killed, and he was actually, he had been a Democrat all his life. He ran on the Union Party with Lincoln. But in any event, the Senate majority, they had seven Republicans who actually took the very unpopular position and voted against impeachment because they were accusing Johnson of getting impeached because he violated the Tenure of Office Act, which was an act of dubious constitutionality, which said at the time that you had to get congressional approval to fire anybody from your own cabinet. And he had wanted to fire the Secretary of War, who had popular support from a lot of Republicans. The point about all of this is that with all of the problems that we have right now, and honestly, what Joe Biden said is correct. He hasn't done it. He hasn't lived up to what he said. But we need, in dealing with all these problems, including the problem of immigration, some kind of bipartisanship, some kind of cooperation, so it is not everything a means or a tool for partisan division. And the difficulty is the level of division right now. And it's not just division between the parties, it's divisions within the parties. When you have, at least according to many of the polls, Robert Kennedy Jr., deeply divided from Joe Biden on many things, including foreign policy and domestic policy and public health policy. But and you have these divisions in the Republican Party where they can't even agree on this issue of the loyalty pledge. And with DeSantis now, and with Will Hurd, who is a new candidate for president, and with Asa Hutchinson, and with Chris Christie, and with Donald Trump, all saying that they're not ready to take a loyalty pledge, is she going to continue in insisting on that as a ticket to allow you to get on the debate stage? Rona McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, says, yep, she will fight for that loyalty pledge. This is clip 13.
This the Republican Party nomination, and the pledge is staying. And anybody who wants to seek the nomination of our party should pledge to support the voters. If you go through this process and you take time on the debate stage and you're going to be there, the number one pledge should be beat Biden. It's called the Beat Biden pledge for a reason. Because at the end of the day, we all have to be united in one thing. Joe Biden is destroying this country. His policies are making our families less safe. We are less prosperous under him. Our border is open. Crime is rising. Our schools are failing. And if we can't commit that we're going to support who the voters choose as a nominee, then you don't deserve to be on the Republican Party debate stage. So the pledge is staying.
The pledge is staying. And what about Trump? He is not so enthusiastic about taking the pledge. He went on a little bit of a rant concerning some of his opponents, including sloppy Chris Christie and Ada, he says, Hutchinson. His real name is Asa, but this is President Trump, 9.2.
Many say don't punch down when talking about people like Chris Sununu or sloppy Chris Christie or Ada Hutchinson. I call him Ada, not Asa, because of certain reasons. Or others. But sometimes it's necessary to talk badly about those that, for no reason other than politics, speak badly about you. Otherwise, the people that love you don't know whether or not they're for real. Are they saying the truth? They're not. So sometimes you have to punch down and you have to say what's happening. Otherwise, they won't understand. It's not fair to them. You have to put them in proper perspective, these bad people. You have to put them in their place. People like this are very destructive. And you have to tell the voters what it's all about. Otherwise, why should they be able to understand it? Thank you very much.
Do you sure you understand that? He's telling voters about these bad people. He brought up Chris Sununu, too, who isn't even a candidate, has decided not to run. And then President Trump had some other harsh words for Ron DeSantis. We'll get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I promised to give you a little bit of a taste of a recent video posted by the front runner for the presidency of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He, as you may have noticed, does not seem to have a particularly fond feeling for Ron DeSantis. I mean, this is one of those reasons. And there are several reasons. One of them is right in the Constitution of the United States, in the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, that people who are saying, oh, the dream ticket for Republicans would be Trump and DeSantis. I mean, given the amount of negativity between these two guys, really? You think that would work to have DeSantis as an obedient, loyal vice president in the way that Mike Pence was, for instance? No, that's not going to happen. But it can't happen because they're both from Florida, and that would mean under the 12th Amendment, it's right there, it's in black and white, it's unmistakable. You can read it. Read the very beginning of the 12th Amendment, and you'll see it is simply impossible for them to get the electoral votes of the state of Florida, since they are both residents of the state of Florida. And that's 30 electoral votes, and no Republican is going to start the campaign giving away the one of the leading states in population, Florida and Texas, that tend to flip for Republican candidates for president. In any event, here's the one Floridian, Donald J. Trump of Mar-a-Lago, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Tallahassee. Trump talking DeSantis in his recent video, clip 9.
The very stupid and little respected China-loving Club for No Growth, which has been backing Ron DeSanctimonious as his poll numbers have been absolutely crashing, has just spent some of the rhino money they have accumulated on an ad campaign, hoping to counter the fact that DeSantis, just off the worst presidential launch in history, opted 3 times to cut and destroy Social Security, even lifting the minimum age to 70 years old. He also voted to cut Medicare and institute a 23% national sales tax, which will hit our country hard. Ron has always been a loser. In fact, he was going to lose the election in record numbers until I endorsed him. So it was an artificial win. In any event, Club for No Growth, they were with me and they won. When I cut off ties to them, they continuously lose. Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way that they continually lose. And this for one of the leading and most prominent conservative organizations. The difficulty here is, again, this rage and contempt, not against Democrats, not against Joseph Robinette Biden, but aimed at Ron DeSantis and his fellow Republicans. Will Hurd, who was a wonderful congressman, and he was very, very widely respected by the other members of Congress in his three terms. He also served our country fighting terrorism as a CIA operative and in various exotic places. And he's a fascinating and smart guy who deserves a hearing with his presidential campaign, which he announced this week. He was on CBS trying to make clear who exactly he is. Clip 10.
Do you still consider yourself to be a born and bred Rock Rib Republican?
Absolutely. I'm a Republican. And here is the actual reality when you go and talk to people. Right? This is the difference. I get on the ground. I engage with folks. And I learned representing a district that was larger than 26 states. Right, that it took 10.5 hours to drive across it, and whether I was in a ruby red district or a deep blue district, people talk about the same things. Well, they want to issues about how am I going to be able to put food on my table, yep, a roof over my head, and take care of the people that I love.
Okay, and these basic issues go beyond what it is that Hunter Biden said to some kind of Chinese tycoon in 2017, and whether or not he actually had his father sitting right there. It does tell you something about Hunter Biden's efforts to try to look like he was peddling influence by bringing up his father and talking about his father's involvement and consequences with his father, though it's entirely possible that he made it up, that his father wasn't sitting there. And again, all of this goes to the various efforts by Republicans to discredit Democrats with their investigations, the Democrats certainly trying to discredit Republicans with at least two more sets of indictments coming up for President Trump, almost surely. The situation in Washington, D.C., with granting limited immunity to some of the witnesses who are going to implicate the president in involvement in the riot against the Capitol. This could be serious, but the point is that these are not really the issues at the core of American concerns right now. And nor is Steve Bannon, who was attacking another fellow Republican, the fellow Republican Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And here is Steve Bannon on his podcast, The War Room, talking about the pathetic Jim Jordan. Clip 17.
Then Jordan was pathetic. He tried to make Clark. Did he try to saint Durham? Did he try to make Durham Saint Durham?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got Jim Jordan. Let's be blunt. The judiciary, if you didn't have Matt Gaetz yesterday and a couple of others, nothing. They were making him Saint Durham, and it's a disaster. Particularly for guys like you and John Solomon and others, Hannity, that did a good job in trying to support this guy and get information out over years and years and years to see him. And he's also a pathetic human being. He was a homunculus yesterday, right? It was just some worm, right? That was getting beaten by the Democrats.
Okay, again, when you start talking about people as worms, it's problematic. And also, I mentioned before this this piece released by U.S. News Politics from MSM and based on the 538. And what they say is the polls say Donald Trump is going to be president again. According to polls conducted before and after Trump's indictment on June 8th, Trump's support levels in both the primary and general election don't appear to have budged, even though a large majority of Americans view the charges against him as serious. In the Republican primary, he's currently at 53.5%, according to 538's national polling average. And here's the amazing thing. The poll shows that 83% of Republicans and 55% of independents view the indictments in Miami as a political exercise. Not only do 56% view it as election interference, but only 44% see it as a fair application of the law. That's why it doesn't seem to count against Trump. Jonathan Turley wrote, the Justice Department and the media appear to have lost the room with the American people. They are primarily appealing to Democrats who at 80% support the indictment. The FBI and the Justice Department made this perception worse through continual leaks to the media and allegedly staging the photo above the after the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The lenient prosecution of Hunter Biden only serves to confirm the narrative that serious prosecutions are reserved for Republicans and that the scions of Democratic Party families are above the law. According to Marco Polo's analysis of the Hunter Biden laptop, the younger Biden likely committed numerous counts of violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, drug crimes, firearms offenses, and influence crimes, yet he avoided being prosecuted for those alleged crimes. Okay, with all of this going on, is it really a done deal that Joe Biden is going to soldier forward over the next year and become the Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States? We'll be talking about that and much more with David Frum coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.